Welcome to episode 27. If you're a go with the flow mama like me, this episode is just for you. I'm sharing how my fear of routines has changed into a love of routines for the freedom it has brought to my daily life. I'm sharing the one method that has changed everything. Hey mama, welcome to Divine Design Wellness, where we're putting down deep spiritual roots and embracing our identity in Christ through holistic health. Do you want to love your body and feel confident in motherhood? Are you Googling quick workouts, devotionals, or time management tips? Do you wake up with great intentions only to find your littles take up most of your time and energy? Hey, I'm Carolyn, holistic health and essential oils nerd. I too was a mama of littles. I felt like my body would never be the same and wished I could find time for myself. I wanted the confidence and strength to fully enjoy life with my family, but I kept telling myself I didn't have the time, energy, or discipline to prioritize my health. That is until I took a holistic approach to mind, body, and spirit. In this podcast, you will find spiritual encouragement, healthy lifestyle tips, and quick self-care routines to build confidence in your body again. If you're ready to see yourself the way God does and embrace your divine design, go find that pile of laundry you've been avoiding, pop in those earbuds, and let's go. Hey, I know you are tired of feeling like you never have the time to work out like you used to. I know you're tired of feeling defeated in your motherhood, wishing you could take back those words spoken in the midst of frustration and overstimulation. You're wishing you could feel more connected to God, but just can't seem to consistently find the time. You're tired of the pressure to keep it all together when inside, you really don't know if you can make it through one more meltdown, fight, or night of cooking in the midst of chaos. You deeply desire to trust God's got it all under control, but you just can't seem to find the joy in your day-to-day, and you're drowning in guilt for feeling that way. Mama, I want you to stop hopping from one solution to another. I want you to stop striving and start resting in the ease of allowing your mind, body, and spirit to align with God's design for you. I'm going to help you identify the one thing that will quickly be able to get you moving forward with confidence. We will brainstorm together to find the best plan to start building that foundation of wellness with one easy habit, so you can find more time and energy to continue pouring into your family with intention. I want you to go right now to divinedesignwellness.org/coaching and start this journey of wellness with me. Let's do this. Okay, I am here to admit it. I love having adaptability as one of my top strengths, mainly because it gives me permission to embrace my go-with-the-flow spirit. And let me tell you, I have probably embraced that side of me a little too much in areas that require a more of that fail-to-plan, plan-to-fail attitude. And on many occasions, I have left the decisions of what to cook for dinner until the very last minute, and of course, that never goes smoothly, when everyone, including myself, is hangry and tired. Many years of our homeschooling journey has been spent with that carefree approach of, we'll get to it when we can. And although that isn't always a bad thing, it doesn't exactly lend itself to making consistent progress in anything. So it wasn't until I really started to see how my overly adaptable approach was having an effect on my ability to actually be adaptable in how I responded to stressful situations in the day-to-day life as a mom. And I realized I was just doing a lot of avoiding the discomfort of planning my time and getting clarity on how I needed to move throughout my day. So this is still a work in progress, of course, because as soon as you think you've got your routines down and your schedule is going amazing, something is gonna come along and throw you for a loop, and you're gonna have to go back to the drawing board again. But what I can tell you is there is one thing I have been implementing for several years now that has completely changed how I approach my daily routines and my schedule, and it gives my go with the flow spirit so much peace while still giving me that structure that is very necessary for me to accomplish all the things that really matter to me. And that thing is time blocking. I know it sounds so simple in theory, but as a busy mom, it can be so hard to stick to it in reality, especially when you first start. Time blocking is simply the practice of breaking your day into chunks of time rather than having this overly complicated hour by hour schedule that's full of like every little thing. So this can look like having your morning routine as one block, your work time in one block, or if you're homeschooling or you're a stay-at-home mom, this could be your block for just really having that active time where you're being present with your kids, whether that's in like education or in just fun activity time. You can have a block for your afternoon when you're more focused on tasks, errands, picking up kids, going to sports, house cleaning, dinner preparations, etc. And then lastly, you're going to want to have a block that's dedicated to your evening and night routines for yourself and your family. Now, the great thing about having these blocks in your day is that you're creating delineation in your time and focus of where your mental space and energy is spent. And this has helped me so much with the overwhelm of all the things that we moms have on our plate. And this is great because I can feel more present in every part of my day, and I don't end up feeling guilty for being so consumed with the to-dos that are rolling through my mind at any point in the day that, you know, I never actually connect with my kids in those times with them or with my husband or with my friends and loved ones. When you first start working on applying this principle to your daily life and your schedule, you really want to make sure that you give yourself lots and lots of grace for completely messing it up, because you will. It's just one of those things that it's acting as a nudge to your subconscious and your conscious mind that, you know, this is what we're doing now, but it does take time for it to become second nature. And of course, like with anything in life, it's always going to need tweaking depending on the season of life you're in and what things are demanding your time. However, as you practice doing it more and more, you're soon going to be able to train that crazy mom brain to relax and settle into being present with the tasks at hand while leaving all the rest of your responsibilities to their own time block. And like it says in Matthew 6:34, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So leave the worries of your time blocks to itself, because you can't change the outcomes of any of those tasks by worrying and thinking about them in those moments. And as you start giving more intentional time to your day, you will see how much overwhelm and burden of the daily needs are lifted, and you'll be able to respond to the demands of your time with a lot more ease and grace. So I encourage you to try this week. Start out by sitting down and just brain dumping all the must-do items of your week, or, you know, even in the month. And those are the things that keep yourself and your family functioning with peace and joy. And if you're finding that there's a lot of things that don't contribute to that, you might want to consider just taking them out altogether. Take a look at the flow of your day and find all the unnecessary interruptions that you end up spinning out trying to get back on track with your day. Now, of course, as moms of littles, that's going to be extra fun because they are professionals at interrupting you at the most inopportune times. So keep in mind that in that stage of life, those interruptions are necessary and you want to handle it with as much love and grace as possible. So think more along the lines of interruptions that come in the form of like, oh, you know, remembering to pull the meat out of the freezer, or that load of laundry that's beeping at you for the fourth time, or the social media and text notifications on your phone. The phone itself, even sometimes just being near you, is an interruption because we have developed these bad habits of just picking our phone up all the time, right? The feeling of failure as you walk by the piles of clutter that seem to keep popping up. You get the point. So some of these things will resolve themselves as you assign them to certain blocks of time. And some of those things are going to feel like a constant battle for a while because it really is just retraining your mind how to think about them and really just how to deal with whether they are needing to be organized or whether you need to change your mind completely just about how you're thinking about it. So you want to create 4 or 5 blocks as needed to create these dedicated times to keeping all those interruptions to a minimum. And remember, this is meant to be an adaptable format that allows you to change as needed. So if nap time is a block in itself, where you tackle your meal prep, or you work out, or spend some time with God, or you have a work from home job that you spend time during nap time, and you know your kids' nap time changes from day to day, be ready to just adjust that time block accordingly, but keep those things within that time block. And of course, give yourself some buffer time in each block so that you can transition from one to another without giving yourself stress, because the whole point of this is to reduce that stress, right? And that's going to help keep you from overestimating how much you can realistically do in each block. So now look at where all those must-do items fit best into your daily blocks. Or you might even have a block on certain days of the week where those things fit in. Add them in and commit to giving your full focus to those items within those time blocks. And you're going to want to practice doing this for at least a couple of weeks before you really add anything else to this. And you're going to have to go back to that plan and adjust and tweak as you see fit. And you know yourself better than anyone else, so try to make it work with as little friction as possible. And, you know, just remembering how you work, what makes you work the best. So you got this, Mom. All right. Are you so tired of being sick and tired and constantly struggling to keep up with the needs of your littles, your house, cooking, and so on, and feeling like you never have the mental space to actually stop and listen to what you really need to focus on in order to pour into your family with intention and love? I used to spend so much time and energy worrying about whether I was enough to meet the needs of my family, let alone my own physical and spiritual needs. I found myself trapped in a cycle of defeat, feeling like I was never going to get unstuck from the same old habits and mindset. And although I was seemingly doing an amazing job in my home from the outside, raising my children and all that, the truth is I was slowly spiraling out of control inside, and it started to affect my mental and physical health. I felt so disconnected from the purpose I thought God had given me. I'm here to tell you, if you're finding yourself experiencing similar thoughts and you're feeling stuck in your health and your motherhood, there is a way to break free from that and to reclaim your joy and purpose without having to go through all the messy middle years that I did. You can rebuild a foundation of wellness right now, no matter where you're at, without wasting time and energy trying to figure out what the next best step is. I invite you to come discover the power of simple habit shifts to build a lifestyle of true wellness that will continue to grow confidence in yourself for years to come. So go right now to divinedesignwellness.org/coaching to find out if this solution could be the answer you've been praying for. Hey friend, I hope today's episode blessed you. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with another mama who may be struggling to see themselves the way God does? Also, please leave me a quick review on Apple Podcasts, as it brings me so much joy to know this podcast is helping you. All right, I'm off to chauffeur my kids around again. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. Until next time.